Welcome to Lesson 82 of the Irish Guitar Podcast. And today we're back from our brief excursion into Texas fiddle music.
I believe we have a reel today, Tony.
That's right, Jerry. This reel is called the Mullingar Races. And in the first bar of this tune, you'll find a low A triplet. Now, I've always found triplets on the lower, thicker strings a bit more demanding than on the higher pitched, thinner strings. But I find if I'm holding the pick with a minimum amount of the pointed end showing and playing a touch back towards the bridge, I can get those triplets fairly well. By playing behind the sound hole, nearer toward the bridge, you get a bit of resistance and a bit more sort of bounce off the string. Of course, if you play really, really close to the bridge, you'll get even more resistance and bounce, but you'll also get a terrible tinny tone, which might be fine for 1960s surfy music, but not so much for jigs and reels. Conversely, if you try playing with your hand positioned in the middle of the sound hole, you'll find it far more difficult to have the control over your pick that you need to have to achieve accuracy in playing this low triplet. Just for the record, I play at approximately 25 to 30 millimeters behind the sound hole on my standard Martin HD28 guitar. This might sound a bit over the top technically, but it does make a difference.
And for our North American listeners, 25 to 30 mil is around an inch.
And I wonder when they're going to switch to the metrics, but anyway. For those of you who are using the tab, you will notice that in the fourth bar of the tune, the B note that usually occurs on the open second string is notated on the fourth fret of the third string. I do this purely for convenience. You can play an open B if you wish, but I find it easier to do it the way the tab says, that is, by playing the B note on the fourth fret of the third string. When I come to the second part of this tune, I'm so glad that when I was a teenager, I listened to my eminent teacher, Bruce Clark, who told me to straighten my left, or your fretting hand, to maximise my stretch. Now, of course, it's well known that Segovia's left-hand technique was flawless. And another guitarist whom I greatly admire is the jazz master Howard Alden. And there are plenty of clips of his playing, and indeed of Segovia, that show the superb left-hand technique of these musicians. It would be of great benefit to study and even copy these guitarists' approach to their respective fretting hands. Now, for this tune, I've also included a separate accompaniment sheet. Most of the chords you'll find are fairly standard, fairly well-known chords, but you'll see that some of the A chords contain a C sharp in the bass, and this C sharp note is to be found on the fourth fret of the fifth string. And also some of the D chords have an F sharp in the bass, and that F sharp note is to be found on the second fret of the sixth string. And you can try fingering that with your thumb over the top if you want to do something just a little bit unorthodox. Incidentally, Mullingar, which is in County Westmeath, was the venue of the very first Fla Ceoil na hÉireann way back in 1951.
And as usual, we listen to a slow rendition of the tune and then a normal-paced version. And we remind listeners that the booklet with tablature and sheet music for all 18 and a bit tunes in this booklet is available from irishguitarpod.com for $9 US.
And we'll see you all next week.